إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, yesterday we spoke about the fact that the leader must suit the challenge of the time. And I gave you the dalil from the Quran, from Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. Today we look at the other aspect of it, which is the kind of followers. It's very commonly heard and said that today we have a leadership crisis. My point is that we do not have a leadership crisis. We have a followership crisis. My dalil is that first is of course the dalil I gave yesterday, which is from the Quran itself, the time of Musa alayhi salam, where even though Musa alayhi salam himself, who was a Nabi, he was a Rasul, he was Sahibul Kitab, he was Sahibul Sharia, he was Ulul Azam min al-Rusul. Despite all of that, because the followers were not capable, the followers were not willing to obey him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala denied them the entry into the Holy Land, entry into Jerusalem for that entire generation. Musa alayhi salam himself did not see victory in Jerusalem. That entire generation of people Allah left them to wander in the desert, and that whole generation died. And only the next generation was given victory, and that is what I mentioned yesterday. Second dalil is take Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam, again among the Ulul Azam in the Rusul, he is among the greatest of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned him and mentioned his fadail in the Quran. He is one of the ayat of Allah. He is one of the symbols of the greatness and creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His mother herself, there is a whole surah in her name, Surah Maryam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned her fadail. Despite all of that, Isa alayhi salam did not see victory in his lifetime, meaning of course we believe that Isa alayhi salam will come back again, so his lifetime in that sense is not over, but that period when he was the Nabi, he did not see victory because of the fact that even though they were followers, they were his Hawariyin who were loyal to him and who were capable, but there were not enough of them. So the lesson we learn is that number one, followers have to be prepared. Followers have to be ready, followers have to follow, and that there should be a sufficient number of them, a critical mass before the reaction can start. Take the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. 13 years of Makkah, they were followers, they were among them good followers, but not sufficient in number. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give victory in Makkah. They went to Madinah, and that's when the victory of Islam and the Dawat of Islam started. So 13 years of preparation in Makkah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have given victory from day one, but he did not. 13 years, not one or two, and 13 we know because we are now living after that 13. The people who were in that time, they did not know it is going to be 13 years. In year one, they did not know we have got 12 more years to go. In year two, they didn't say we have 11 more years to go. They didn't know. All they knew was that here is a Nabi, we are following the Nabi, we believe this is true, but nothing is happening. We do not find victory, we do not find success. We have difficulty after difficulty after difficulty. Many of them died in the process, many of them died before they saw victory. But they continued, and they continued to be steadfast, and they did not go back on their religion, they did not go back, they didn't disobey Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as a result of the cumulative effect of all of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory. In the period of Badr, three examples. One is Ghazwatul Badr. In the period of Medina, three examples. Ghazwatul Badr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory despite the fact that there were very few of them. The enemy was three times the number, the Sahaba were one third the number, there were 313, 314, 15, whatever it was, the enemy was over 1,000. Despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory. In Uhud, the defeat was not because the leadership failed. Defeat was because followership failed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the right instructions. Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the right instructions, he gave the instructions very emphatically, but some of the followers, also not all of them, some of them decided to disobey, and they did not disobey in the sense, and we have to understand when we read the seerah, it's not a disobedience of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the sense of I no longer obey the messenger. No, they were not murtaddin, they didn't go against the Rasul. They made ijtihad for the time. And this ijtihad went against the hukum of the Nabi. This is actually a dalil for ijtihad. What the Sahaba did when they left the little hillock that they were placed on as archers, when they left the place, what were they doing? Had they denied the messengership of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Did they say, we are no longer Muslim, sorry, we don't obey you? No. They made ijtihad. Some of them said, the hukum of the Nabi applied in context. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not leave this place even if you see the birds feeding off our bodies. Even if you see there is complete defeat, do not leave this place. So they said, we are not seeing defeat, we are seeing victory. The enemy has run away. Ghanima is there. If we don't go and collect, we will suffer. And Ja'far radiallahu anhu was there. He said, no, the hukum of the Nabi is mutlaq. The hukum of the Nabi is not dependent on this or that. He said, don't leave, don't leave. Some obeyed him. Most of them did not obey him. So when they were disobeying, they were not leaving Islam. They were not denying Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were not denying the Risala, the Quran, the Allah. No. They made ijtihad. They took a decision. And their decision from their context, from their understanding was correct. But that decision was wrong because that decision went against the hukum of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala turned it upside down. They were defeated, right? Now, that defeat was not because of a failure of leadership. It was a defeat because of the failure of followership. Third example, Hunayn, where we see both. We see defeat and we see victory thereafter. Both of them for the same reasons, which is a failure of followership, which happened when the first battle, when they met the battle with the Hawazim, the Sahaba turned around and ran. People ran. People who were, some of the people who ran were people who gave bayat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Baitul Ridwan in Hudaybiyah. So this is not, we are not talking about some munafiqin who ran, no. But this is humanity, this is, you know, it happens, I mean, circumstances change. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that temporary defeat. And why did that happen? Allah mentioned again very clearly in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your belief was on your weapons, your belief was on your numbers. You said we cannot lose because now we are strong. We have, they're talking about belief on their material substance, their material wealth, their material strength, their material power, weaponry, and so on and so forth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Surah Tawbah, Allah said, because of this, we gave you defeat. Now, the ishara there is towards the importance of internal development, importance of tazkiyah, importance of tarbiyah, importance of tawakkul ala Allah, not tawakkul ala al-asbab. So, here are the asbab, alhamdulillah, but the tawakkul has to be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not on the asbab. Asbab are not haram. Asbab are important. Asbab must be sought after because this is a dunya of asbab. But the tawakkul has to be separate from the asbab. And this did not happen in that battle. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned it into defeat. And Allah mentioned this very clearly. So, failure of, again, followership, not leadership. And then when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asserted himself, when he went towards the enemy and he called out to the people, some of the Sahaba came, who were the Ansar, who came and surrounded Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, maybe there were 100+, that was all, that was the people with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned it back again to victory, and that was one of the biggest victories that the Muslims got, which is in the Battle of Hunayn. So, there again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proving and showing that it is not the number of people, it is not how many weapons you have, it is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will come when there are followers who follow, and there is a sufficient number of followers. Go to the Khilafah of Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. Again, same issues. Which is, what made the Khilafah of Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu successful was the quality of followers. He was a great leader, no doubt about that. But the people who stood with him right through all the battles of Ridda and so on and so forth. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab's time radhiyallahu anhu, once again the same situation. One of the finest examples of this issue of leadership and followership is the command of the army to Khalid ibn al-Walid and then taking away of that command. The army was victorious when Khalid ibn al-Walid radhiyallahu anhu was the commander, and the army continued to be victorious when Khalid ibn al-Walid radhiyallahu anhu was removed from the command and the command was given to Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radhiyallahu anhu, and Khalid ibn al-Walid radhiyallahu anhu was put under him. What does that tell us? It tells us once again the quality of followership. Leadership is important, no doubt about that, but the quality of followership. Final point I want to make is, when the Khilafah, the time of Fitna and so on, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu's time, then Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu's time, the famous call of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, which all of us have heard many times, where somebody asked him, why is it that there was no Fitna, there was no trouble during the time of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and radiallahu anhu and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and why is there Fitna in your time? What did he say? He said there was no fitna in their time because the followers were people like me. And there is fitna in my time because the followers are people like you. Now many times we hear this thing and we say, oh, that's a nice, you know, humorous sort of clip. It's not a humorous clip. It's a statement of fact of the failure of followership. The leaders were, who can find fault with the leadership of Ali ibn Abi Talib radhiyallahu anhu? But the quality of followers changed. And so, all kinds of problems started. Now, therefore, we have to also understand, and this is quite logical, because at the end of the day, like I think I mentioned a couple of times before, which is that leaders come from people. A leader doesn't descend from heaven. Ambiya come from, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses the Ambiya, but the leaders come from the people. So the kind of people there are will throw up those kinds of leaders. And therefore, working on the community, and that community starts with yourself, starts with myself. Working on ourself to improve the quality of our iman, improve the quality of our aqaid, improve the quality of our amal, improve the quality of our sabr, our tazkiyah, our ta'alluq ma'allah, our tawakkul. All of this comes before we can expect to have victory, before you can expect to have success in our aims, and before you can start blaming leaders. Leaders are leaders. Leaders will come from amongst us. If we are good, we get good leaders. If we are bad, where is the leader going to be good from? Yeah, there is no leader from outside. So therefore, whatever the quality of leader, and also if you find that in places where and I can give you many examples from history, which I, now there is no time, but the leaders were not evil people, but they were also not particularly, you know, charismatic, amazingly great leaders. But the community succeeded, people succeeded, they won, because the community supported that leader. So even though the leader is a human being, he's not a Nabi, so he will make mistakes, he will issues of decision making and so on and so forth. So it's perfectly natural. But because he had good advisors, because he had good followers, because he had people who supported that leader and carried him, they succeeded and they won victories. Not only because you had a great charismatic leader. So in the sense of, you know, leadership is important, but also followership is also equally important, and that's why we need to focus on ourselves and ensure that we develop ourselves in that sense. We ask Allah for His help, Jalla Jalaluhu, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us good leaders and make us good followers. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.